Okay, so we're going to finish off Poshea and then move to a small topic. I put much less for the new topic, which will bring us to the top of Yud Zayin. Okay, so we were in the middle of the various little discussions about the Eruv of the Gadol Ha'ir of the Rav's Eruv. And the Gemara had brought this story of the blind person who used to learn Mishnayos in front of Shmuel. And one year he was by Shmuel and Yom Tov, and he was sad. And Shmuel said, "Why are you sad?" And he said, "Because they didn't set an Erev Tafshilin." So he said to him, "Don't worry, rely on mine." And then the next year, he did it again. And he said, "This time you can't rely on me because you are a Poshea." So we noted the range of positions and what the problem is with Poshea. So we saw the first group of Rishonim think that it's only a technical problem of Das, of intent, that we assume either that the rabbi didn't intend to set aside the Erev Tafshilin for the Poshea, for the person who was negligent. The Shita Mekubetzet quotes other people who think... welcome.
The eminent... Solicitor, barrister, Mormon mentor.
So we're finishing up sources from last week, so I have one extra of those, and then I have the new one. New one is here.
Yeah, sure, I didn't bring one, sorry.
Okay. Thank you. So we're just finishing up this sheet, and then we're going to the next one. Okay, so we had the case of the Rav setting aside the Eruv, and this blind person who, the first time that he forgot to set aside the Eruv, Shmuel said, "Don't worry, you can rely on mine." The second time he said, "No, you can't, because you're a Poshea, because you're a sinner." So a group of Rishonim thought there was no fundamental problem. In theory, the rabbi could set aside the Eruv even for someone who was negligent. It's just that he didn't have him in mind. If he would have him in mind, that would be fine. That's the position of Rashi. The Shita Mekubetzet thought that the problem was that the Poshea, the person who was negligent, since he never sets an Eruv, and every time he's sad, so if he's sad, that must imply that he didn't want to rely on the rabbi's Erev. If he realized he could rely on the rabbi's Erev, he shouldn't be sad. It's not a problem. So, again, the Shita Mekubetzet also thinks that it's a technicality based on his Das. The Rush, at least as interpreted by the Beis Yosef, thinks not that way, and thinks that fundamentally, the benefit of the Rav's Erev, on the bottom of Tezayin and Beis, the benefit of the Rav's Eruv does not apply to people who are defined as poshim, who are defined as negligent, as sinners. And the nafka, between them would be, could the rabbi have in mind for a sinner? So those were the two that we saw. We noted the Aruch HaShulchan, who said why, that there's a second machlokas between the Rush and the other Rishonim, which is, let's say, before Yontif, the person had in mind to rely on the rabbi. Is that considered Poshea? Right, why do we consider someone negligent? Is it that we actively want him to have his own Eruv? And if he doesn't set up his own Eruv, so he's considered negligent? Or is it that he's only negligent if he didn't have a plan before Yom Tov? It could be his own Eruv, it could be the rabbi's Eruv.
The Machshir.
Or he needs something. Or just the reason that he is a Poshea because he didn't have any plan. And it's always this post facto, "Oh, I forgot. Now what can I do?" And the Aruch HaShulchan says the reason that we might think, like the Rush, that we actively want you to set an Erev Tafshilin is because we know that there's two aspects to Erev Tafshilin. On the one hand, it reminds you that you're not supposed to cook from Yom Tov to Chol, because if you don't cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, Kal Vachomer, you won't cook to Chol. That, the Aruch HaShulchan said, could be fulfilled by relying on the rabbi's Eruv. Right? Because there's a symbolic Eruv being set. But the second aspect to Eruv is that it actually starts your cooking process. And if you're relying on Rabbi Karapkin's Eruv, so it's not starting your cooking process, so there's still something lacking in your Eruv. And that might be why the Rush thought that you shouldn't rely on the rabbi's Eruv lechatchila. So that's where we were last week. There's a third position, a third and maybe fourth position in this sugya, which is that we've totally misunderstood it entirely. Right, the Gemara had said that if we look back at it, that Ahusamya, there was the blind person, David Masadr Masnisa, Kamei Demar Shmuel, right? We're like two thirds down in Tezayim and Beis. So Shmuel saw that he was sad, and Amar le'amayat. See, this is why you said Amar le'delosive eruv tafshilin, because I didn't set an eruv tafshilin. So Amar le'smoch adidi, rely on my eruv tafshilin. So we've assumed until now that what did rely mean? Rely halachically on my eruv tafshilin. There's another position in this sugya that no, a posheya can never rely on an eruv tafshilin. Smoch adidi does not mean use my Erev Tavshilin. It means come to my house for Yontif meals because Nebuch, you didn't set up an Erev Tavshilin. Which makes the second half of the Gemara even stronger, because then when Shmuel said the second year, you can't be Samech on me, what's he saying? You're not invited, right? Starve for all I care, right? Because you didn't set up an Erev Tavshilin. So if you look at 7, there's Rabbeinu Yonas and Milonil, V'yesh Mefarshim, Smoch adidi, Smoch al shulchani, meaning eat by me. Like the Gemara said earlier that you should send food to those who forgot to send Erev Tavshilin. And he says the next year, because he was a poshea, you weren't even allowed to cook for him. So you can't even come to my house for a meal. That's it. Right? There was no havamina. The Gemara never thought that someone who was negligent could rely on your Erev Tavshilin. It's just that he might be able to eat by your house. The second time around, once you've decided that he's a real poshea, you can't even cook for him. So just let him starve over at Yom Tov.
The difficulty of that is there's no point of a rabbi making it for the people of the city then. Because anyone who forgets...
Correct. According to that, there would be no such mitzvah, right? It would be... the first time around, it would be...
Even if it was invited to the rabbi. It means there wouldn't be that...
Right. That would be the simplest understanding. Which is, it's a very radical position. The Balamor... And I assume that this is who the Yesh Mefarshim is. But the Balamor has an attenuated version of this position. This seems to be... Now again, this doesn't seem to be Rabbi Yohanan's position. He seems to be quoting somebody else. I assume that he's quoting the Balamor. I assume. Just because they're both from Narbonne. No, they're both from Provence, rather. Like different cities in Provence. As you can tell from Hamaor, right? Everybody in Provence basically is a light person, right? Hamaor, right? Because the two main cities are Narbonne and Lunel, right? Which is sun and moon. Hence, the two books of the Balamor are the Amor HaGadol, which is the sun, which is Narbonne, and the Amor HaKatan, which is Lunel, which is the moon, right? And
a few other towns.
What?
A few other towns.
There's only one big other town, and that's only Poskiers, right? The Rivet is from Poskiers. And the only reason that becomes a place is because he was rich and he would invite people to live in his mansion, his castle, whatever. But he had his own private, he bankrolled his own private yeshiva. But everyone else lived in, pretty much, either lived in, mostly lived in Narbonne or in Lunel. Some also lived in Montpellier.
Or Arles.
Right. What?
Arles.
Who lived in?
A couple of them lived in
Arles. I don't remember. The ones I know, the big ones. Miri lives in...
Poskiers?
No, I think it
was
Ravid. Right, Ravid is in Poskiers. And then there's all the Rabbanim in Ahar or up in Montpellier. But there are a few people. Those are the big cities.
But
so, yeah.
How do we know it's Shmuel? how he's asking, how do we know that Shmuel had in mind to make it anyways for the whole town?
Well, that's the problem, is that from Rabbi Nehonison, it sounds like he never does. But
yeah, you never know that. I mean,
right.
Not,
so I'm not fully sure how he reads it. So again, my guess is that what Rabbi Nehonison doing is paraphrasing the Balamor. And the Balamor Shita is similar to this, similar enough that I assume this is what he's doing, but it's actually a little bit more toned back, which makes a little bit more sense. So you look at the Balamor inside, in 8, so he says, L'dayti zeh ha-mais eloi ben arda, ve'im ha-i ben arda, lo-haya osu sum ben arda. What happened was that the blind person wasn't from Naharda, right? And that's why right, meaning he adds one caveat. He thinks, like Rabbi Yonasan, that when Shmuel said rely on me, it meant eat at my house. But he explains, right, how he's questioned. Then what's the point of an Erev Tavshilin if it doesn't work for the city? He says, no. It does work. It's just that the Summa had two things against him. Is that he was from outside the city. So he couldn't remember the sugya right before the Poshea was the Tchum issue. That you can only set up the Erev for someone in your Tchum. So the Summa had been from outside the city. So he couldn't be part of the city's Erev. So Shmuel said, okay, so be part of my shop, my Yontif meal. And then he found out the guy was a posheya, so he didn't let him eat at his yontif meal. But it's true that you can set up your ear for the whole city, which is that the reason specifically the blind person had to eat at his house was because he wasn't from the city, so he wasn't part of the original Erev, right? So that's what he says, right? Erev lo yatsa be'erev shel Shmuel, v'hai gam le shmoch adidi, chlomer smoch al mutukan sheli, kadam asomech al shulchano shel chaveiro. So he said, eat by me, like someone who eats by his friend, u'kishen no dalo, shahaya posheh, b'mitzvah's Erev, asar lo. And when he found out that he was a posheh, so he said, you can't even eat by me. And then he continues with the sugya. So I assume that Rabbeinu Yohanan, this is why I said it was three or four shitas. I assume that the extreme version of Rabbeinu Yohanan doesn't actually exist, right? Because it goes against the Gemara, which says that you can rely on the rabbi's Erev. I assume that he's just paraphrasing, not fully, the Baal HaMor, who's saying that no, it was that wasn't this case, right? Is that what would come out though is that we have no. We don't know what would happen to a posheya in the city. We have no idea, right? Because he's just saying that the posheya, he didn't want him eating at his meal, right? I don't want the sinners eating at my yontif Shabbos meal. But we have no evidence from the Gemara what would happen to a posheya who was within the city.
Could we sort of have changed something that we said before when we were talking about the tanfumi? Okay, the understanding was the rabbi has a rep, so to speak, that he is making it for everybody. We've never said that if you forgot, you have to ask, go to the rabbi and ask if he's made it. Are we now saying that if you forgot to make an Erev Tefillin, you actually have to go to the rabbi and confirm, even though he normally makes for the city? According to this whole sugi that we're learning, it's the rabbi who decides after the fact if someone, unless we go with the first thought that we had, that it's a knas.
Which we haven't seen yet.
Unless we go back, it means after the fact the rabbi can decide that someone was excluded.
I mean, according to the Knas, he could. According to the others, it would be built in, right? Whoever was excluded is excluded, either because of a das or...
But it then builds in. Here we have a conversation.
Yeah, it sounds like you'd have to check. I mean, we'll see that la halacha we won't because we make presumption of what the rabbi thought. But true, Rabbi Karofkin could get up in shul and say, look, I made an Erev for everybody, but... whoever, right? Yes. Okay. And often that's, you know, that'll be what happens. Someone will forget an Erev Tefillin and will ask the rabbi, and the rabbi will say, don't worry.
But right. Based on what we learned before, when we were learning that people from outside the Tlum can be Yotzei, if they know that they're going to go within, and they know
right, and that was what Machlokes, but some people thought, the Ron didn't, okay. But yeah.
So based on all that thought, the person doesn't ask the rabbi. He has a reputation that he makes it, and you're able to...
Right, there's a presumption, right.
So the rabbi never has any knowledge if someone is a posheya, because it doesn't have that... I mean, in this case, we had the conversation, but that conversation
right.
Is...
So the
but it's evidence that Shmuel was making it for everybody anyways, so based on the Gemara.
Correct, right? There's no evidence that Shmuel... that's the answer to it, is that Shmuel himself isn't making the... right. I mean, we assume that this is the continuation, because all the other Rishonim assume that. But maybe the Baal HaMor just assumes this wasn't what was going on. Maybe Shmuel isn't setting up a shul Erev. And that's why the conversation is relevant. Maybe you're right, that there is no need for a conversation, at least according to Baal HaMor, right? Because he's saying...
I mean, the way it reads, it makes more sense that he was not making an Erev.
Maybe, interesting. Maybe that's what the Baal HaMor is based on, because he doesn't actually... He doesn't explicitly say that that's what Mar Shmuel was doing.
Is there a
interesting.
Riff on this?
What?
Is there a riff on
this? Yeah, I mean, he just summarizes the Gemara, though. Yeah. I mean, the Baal HaMor and the Rebbe Yonos are both commenting on the riff summary of the Gemara.
Yeah, because they usually pass on like the riff.
Well, they comment on the riff.
I guess my question is, if in fact you know that the rabbi, for every hug, does do the Erev Tefillin for the community generally, or the city, then... Can anyone really be in the category of posheya?
That was what we noted before, that the Beis Yosef thought that was the Machlokes, the Rush, and the other Rishonim, right? That most of the Rishonim thought that it wasn't a problem, that as long as you have a plan before Yontif, you're not a posheya. Right. The Rush thinks that, no, you're a posheya because you're not supposed to lechatchila rely on the rabbi's Erev, you're supposed to make your own. Right? That was the Machlokes that we'd seen last week between the Rush and the...
Right, but even if you relied on the Bidi Evid, how would you then necessarily be a posheya?
Well, but that's what Rush says. Once you do it twice, right? Because we don't like it. It's the second time that kills
you. Even if you did Evid the second
time,
you would still be a posheya.
Correct. And we'll see the parameters of that in a minute. But yeah, that's the Machlokes, the Rush. And Meiri, again, also Provence here, summarizes this position as well as other positions. And he has the whole range. Right, he quotes the first position. Right, first, if someone makes it clear he doesn't want to rely on the Eruv, so he's not allowed to. Right, and we saw that was the Shita Mekubetzed, who thought that we learned from this Gemara is that you don't want to rely on the Eruv, so you don't get to rely on the Eruv. But the Miri just notes that if you said if you set up an Eruv and you lose it or it gets eaten, so you can rely on the rabbi's Eruv. Because if you set up your own Eruv, we don't say, oh, you set up your own Eruv, that proves that you didn't want to rely on the rabbi's Eruv. No, you set up your own Eruv because you want to do the mitzvah. If it turns out that your Eruv gets lost, so you want the backup plan. Right? So we let you do that. G'dolari showed him Sheba Catalonia, Kasu She'en Gulei Das Mafkiyas Adam Shalom Lotzes Beiruva Shal Chaveiro. The Gedolei Rishonim in Catalonia, whoever he's referring to. That's Ramban. It's also sometimes Rabbeinu Yonah. It's also multiple people because everyone's in Catalonia. They say that Gilui Das, even if you say you don't want to rely on the Eruv, it doesn't matter. You could. And here, this whole story of the person who didn't set up an Eruv, etc. And we'll just skip down. He summarized the whole story. So, this is like two more lines down. Right? They explain, like the Balamor, that the guy wasn't from the city. But if you're from the city, even if you don't want to rely on the Eruv, you're allowed to change your mind. Right, that's not a problem. And then he notes the Chachmei Tzarfas. So apparently some of the Bali Atos is also Paskin like the Balamor.
Based on that, going to what Alan said, you can't be a Polshea in your own city.
According to these Risharim, right? Rove Risharim think that's the case. Right. It's the Rush who thinks that's not the case. But yes, right, he is saying it. And then he quotes another position, right? He quotes the Balamor's position. And then the last one, But then at the end, he quotes the position that we attributed to Rashi, that this is only because the rabbi happened to choose not to set it aside for Poshim. If he wanted to, he could have. Okay. Now the last position of the sugya, let's skip this piece in the Rishon Letzion because we've already seen it in the Rishonim, is that maybe this has nothing to do with Eruv Tavshilin. It just happens to be that this guy was a poshea, was a sinner. So Mumar Shmuel was punishing him, and the punishment he chose was you can't rely on my Eruv. But he could have chosen anything else. He just happened to choose that. So that was Alan's suggestion already 2 weeks ago, and that is in fact the Rishon Letzion. The Rishon Letzion is the Arachayim. The Arachayim, I think it's the Arachayim's Perish on Shas. He has two, maybe. He also has the Chafetz Hashem. Okay, I think that's who it is. Anyway, so he writes, Imkain Adam Kazer, this is 11. Imkain Adam Kazer Roi Liknos. Dagam Shibdiavad Yertel Lesmoch Asur. This type of person you should punish. And then you just skip down three lines. It says, Lufum Mai Perusha, Hai Sami Poshea Gadalhu. What was the problem here? The guy was a big sinner. Not just Eruv. Shehim Rabbeinu Chachamim. He was like the type of guy who rebelled against the Rabbanan's laws. V'rohu l'kol kras. So he should have punished him with any punishment he could come up with. So kadzu Shmuel kefiyan nirlo l'fisha. So he punished him as he saw fit. V'nachanami im haya nirlo l'kontzu bofan acher. And if he wanted to, he could have punished him some other way. V'akol l'firos enei adayin. He could have done whatever he wanted. And then he uses this to explain why does the Rambam never quote Poshea? Because if you look at the Rambam, he never quotes Poshea. So the Rishon Letzion says, very simple, there's no such halacha. It wasn't an halacha. Mar Shmuel happened to give the guy a kanas. If he didn't want to give him a kanas, so he didn't give him a kanas. Big deal. So now if we summarize the Shitas, we have the position of Rashi, and alternatively, Shita Mekubetzed says that it depends on das, either of the rabbi or of the person setting aside the or of the poshea. We have the position of the Rosh that a Poshea is fundamentally excluded. We have the position of the Balamor that this Gemara is teaching you something totally different, namely that if someone comes from outside the city and he's a Poshea, so Mar Shmuel happened to not let him eat with him because since he doesn't like Eruv Tavshilin, so he can't cook for him. And then you have the regional Letzion who goes further and says, this whole sugya is just about a ad hoc kenas that Mar Shmuel happened to give to the guy because he was a sinner, and this doesn't teach you anything about the laws of Eruv Tavshilin. There is no such law that a Poshea can't rely on Eruv Tavshilin. The second question that we'd seen was, who is this Poshea? Whatever the halacha of Poshea is, who is the Poshea? Is it somebody who has no plan before Shabbos, or is it only someone, or is it even someone who has a plan and his plan is to rely on the rabbi? Right, the Rush seems to think the latter, right? That you actively need to set up an Eruv yourself and not rely on the rabbi. But everyone else seems to think that no, right? You're only a Poshea if you have no plan. You can choose to rely on the rabbi's Eruv. That's not a problem. Which brings us to Psak. Everything from here on in is just seeing how we paskin. I already had read this weird Chidah in 13, right? That from here we learn that once you do a sin twice, by accident, you're considered a mazed sinner. I have no more insight on that. It remains baffling to me. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we look in 12. Shari Tshuva. Shari Tshuva says, Sheshachach, Ayin Knesset Zechezkel, Bechat Sheshachach, Vamer Lugadol Eir, Smoch Adidi, Beshuv Regal Acher, Shachach Gamkein, Afilo Achi Yachol Lismoch Agadol Eir, Afilo Birigolim Ritzufim, Shalafia Idna, Sheidna, Kavanas Amezaka, Afala Shocheach, Kam Bam Ritzufim, Mikol Shekenim Hayabentayim Regal, O Regolim, Shalsaben Eirftav Shilin Kitikun. The Shari Tshuva quotes from the Knesset Zechezkel that nowadays the rabbi has in mind everybody, like Rashi, and therefore you can rely on it, doesn't matter, and that is how the Shari Tshuva paskins. If you skip down to 14, this is the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch just says, Mitzvah al kodem la'arev, u'mitzvah al kol gadol la'ir la'arev al kol b'nei Eruv. Everyone should set up their own Eruv, and the rabbi should set up his Eruv. Kidei she'lismach alav mishashachach onena, so sheniach Eruv avad. You should set up an Eruv for anyone who forgets, who can't set up an Eruv, or an Amarit who doesn't know the halacha. But he, Shulchan Aruch, paskins like the Rush. But if someone could have set up an Eruv and didn't, so the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rush, that you're called a Poshea if you choose l'chadchila to rely on the rabbi's Eruv. But the Mishnah Berurah, right, and here I just put all the Mishnah Berurahs, right, argues on several of these points. So he says, first of all, Misha Shachach. What is.
Okay, but even the Shulchan Aruch, when he's saying that's a Poshea, is he saying it's a Knas, or it's.
He's not saying.
He doesn't say. In the Beis Yosef, as we saw at the beginning, he seems to hold like the Rush, right? Meaning, right, the Beis Yosef is a number five. It seems to be possibly like the Rush. So yeah, it's a Knas of sorts that the Poshea can't rely on an Eruv. But the Mishnah Berurah, right, in Chav Beis, right, so he assumes that, again, Misha Shachach, the first time you're allowed to rely on it, the second time you can't. Chav Gimel, he notes that even if you set aside your own Eruv, and this we saw in the Meiri, if you set aside your own Eruv and then lose it, we still let you rely on it. We don't say, since you set up your own, obviously you don't want to rely on the rabbi. That's not the case. We let you rely on it. Chav Dalid, he says, who's considered accidental? Someone who doesn't know how to make an Eruv. Or alternatively, he says, let's say somebody incorrectly thinks, right? According to the Rosh, who thinks that you should set up your own Eruv and not rely on the rabbi, let's say you didn't know that. You thought that l'chadchila you could rely on the rabbi. So the Mishnah Berurah says that's also not called Poshea. If you didn't realize that you're not supposed to rely on the rabbi's Eruv, so that's also not a problem. Chafei, he says, Nikra Poshea. Because mi pnei she takanas chachamim haya she kol echad veechad yasa eruv tavshilin ba'atzma kodesh she yizachor she miyom tov l'shabbos asa l'vashem mikol she miyom tov l'chol. Everyone's supposed to set up their own eruv. Umiyu lav davka hu ba'atzma. He notes that even if you think like the Rush, you're not supposed to rely on the rabbi's eruv, it doesn't mean you have to set up your own. It just means you can't have the public one. But you could in maman shliach nami dishluchu shaldim kamoso. Right, you could set up a shliach. That would also be lechatchila. It's just that you can't rely on the rabbi's eruv. Shemeichen mitavshilo ve'ino nimloch ben b'shasas yasu modia lehem b'yom tov sh'asa eruv yachon l'smoch alav. Because that's a post facto thing. That once Yom Tov already comes, the rabbi announces, everyone can rely on mine. But then Chavad, he notes that while the Shulchan Aruch says that you're not supposed to rely on the rabbi's eruv l'chadchila, right? She'ena chachomim makne eruv l'mishala Hayayachal lasos ba'atzmo misatzel, that the chachamim don't set aside their eruv for people who could have set up their own eruv tafshilin and didn't. But he says, v'dad, har be'bosim cholkim al zeh, many people argue on the rush. Uledidhu, yachal kol adam lismach lechatchila al reiruv shagadol ha'ir. Many achornim just argue on the rush and say, no, you just need to have a plan before Yom Tov, and therefore you could lechatchila rely on the rabbi as long as that was your plan. And he says also people have kavana, the rabbi has kavana to give it to everybody. The only person that's excluded is someone who always says, I don't want to rely on the rabbi, I don't want to rely on the rabbi, and then he forgets and he forgets and forgets. Because then, and this is the other sheet that we saw, then he doesn't want to rely on the rabbi's Erov. But as we saw, some people...
What kind of
pushe
is there in that?
Right, that he, because he always says, I don't want to rely on the rabbi, and then he forgets once, and he forgets twice, forgets three times.
Is that really pushe?
So we saw, that was the Shita Mikubetzes, the Shita. So Mishnah Brura is bringing the Shita Mikubetzes back into discussion and saying that if someone always says, I don't want to rely on the rabbi, and then keeps forgetting, that's the only pushe that he doesn't like. But he notes that most poskim really are mekil, and even that he's not so convinced of. So while the Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rosh and thinks you should set up your own, otherwise you're a pushe, Mishnah Brura thinks that, you know, many poskim argue on that and say that lechatchila you can rely on the rabbis.
But it sounds like he's saying you have to have in mind to rely on the rabbi, not that you...
Yeah, so the Mishnah Brura wants you to have in mind. As we saw, the Meiri said that wasn't obvious, but the Mishnah Brura wants you to have in mind.
So if you didn't make, or you forgot to make, you can't. According to Mishnah Brura, you can't rely on...
You can. If you look at his Kaf Gimel, he says you still can.
Yeah. No, you can. But he's just saying he has this unique case of someone who always says, I don't want to rely on the rabbi, and then suddenly wants to, after multiple times of forgetting, that guy he doesn't want to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 16 is the Sharat Siyun. He notes that the Moruk Tzia, right, he just spells out who are these Achronim who argue on the Shulchan Aruch. So he says, the Moruk Tzia, I mean, Rav Yaakov Emdin, says that even Lechatchila you can rely on the rabbis. But he says, Lechatchila doesn't want you to because the Rosh and other Rishonim think Lechatchila should set up your own, and he thinks that Rashi and the Riva hold that way also. That's not necessarily clear, but this is just the base of his discussion. The Chayyadam in 17 thinks that someone is called a Poshea if he forgets twice at any point in his life. Which is a sort of a harsh position.
How old was he when he wrote this?
I don't know, but as we saw before, the Shari Tshuva had called the Chenes Yecheskel, who in the end rejected even this Chumrah, but thought that maybe it meant twice in a row. But the Chayadim seems to think it's ever, right? El Shkar Shach Beivam Nirli Afilu Im Lo Hayer Ritzufin, even if they're not consecutive. Lo Yachal Lismoch Od Al Chaveru She'irav Bishvila Dinikra Poshea B'Tzarach Iyun. He's not sure, but he thinks that might be the case. The Aruch HaShulchan just says that no, or he says, why doesn't even the Shulchan Aruch, why doesn't he bring up this notion of Poshea twice? Right, the Shulchan Aruch paskens Poshea, but he doesn't say Poshea is someone who forgot twice. So he just says in the second line, so nowadays nobody's a Poshea because we're always busy. So if you forgot, it's not because you're Poshea, it's because you're busy. And therefore, even in time of the Gemara, maybe it was only the big Talmidei Chachamim who were considered poshim. But everybody else, you're never a poshaya. And therefore, he continues and he says, the second to last line, "Uve'emes datino al kulam." The rabbi always has everybody in mind, right? "Vafilu mishiyada v'lo irev gam ken anachnu datino al kol mishalo irev el shadavar zelo shchiach etzleinu." He says, we always have everybody in mind. That's the end of the story. So the Aruch HaShulchan and the Shaar Tzion as well both say that, right, bizman hazeh, we basically say, it's right, we seem to paskin like Rashi, right, that it's about kavana. And therefore we say the rabbi has kavana for everybody, even the poshe has, so move on. But again, lechatchila, the poskim still say you should set up your own. There were the achronim who thought that you don't even have to lechatchila, you can rely on the rabbis for that. Shulchan Aruch doesn't love, and then Mishnah Berurah at least thinks that lechatchila you should make your own. If you don't, you're not a posheya. But lechatchila you should try to be yotzei the position of the Rush. Okay, so now moving back to the Gemara. It's a totally new issue now. So then the Gemara, the two dots, the bottom of Tezayin and Bay, says, Ibayilu. Right before the two dots. Turn Rabbanan. Yom Tov Shechal Yosber of Shabbos, Ein Ma'arvin Lo Ruvu Tchumin V'lo Ruvei Chatzeros. Yom Tov that falls on Friday, so on Friday you can't make an Eruv Tchumin or an Eruv Chatzeros for Shabbos. Rebbe Omer Ma'arvin Eruvei Chatzeros, Avalo Eruvei Tchumin. You can set up an Eruv Chatzeros, but you can't set up an Eruv Tchumin. Why? Mivnei She'ata Osro B'davar Ha'asr Lo, V'yata Osro B'davar Ha'mutr Lo. Because on Yontif it's mutter to carry, and therefore on Yom Tov you don't need an Erev Chatzeros. So you can't tell someone you can't set up an Erev Chatzeros on Yom Tov for Shabbos, because on Yom Tov it's not asur to carry. So the Erev Chatzeros on Yom Tov is halachically meaningless. Erev Tchumen, you're not allowed to walk out of the Tchum on Yom Tov, so you can't set up an Erev Tchum on Yom Tov for Shabbos, because it's already something which is asur today to walk outside the Tchum. So you can't fix an Isur that exists today. Itmar, Rav Omar Halacha Kitana Kama, Ushmul Omar Halacha Kirebi. So Rav Paskins like the Tana Kama that you can't set up an Erev Tchumen or an Erev Chatzeros, and Shmuel says, like Rebbe, that you can set up an Erev Chatzeros but not an Erev Tchumen. So then the Gemara says, Yibayelu, Halacha Kirebi Lekulo Lechumra. Is the Halacha like Rebbe, Lekulo Lechumra? The Gemara says, Pshita de Lekulo Kamar, must be Lekula. What does that mean? Mishum d'shalach Elazar legola. Elazar sent to right from Eretz Yisrael to the gola. Lo kshatim shonin b'bavel. Rebbe matir v'chachamim osren. It's not like you think that Rebbe was the one who said it was mutter and the chachamim said it was osir. It's the other way around. And the Rebbe osir v'chachamim matiren. So my, what's the halacha? Tashma d'rav tachlifa b'rav dimi avid uvda kavasi d'shmuel. He went like Shmuel, who had said that the halacha was like Rebbe, v'Amar Rav Tchilas Horad Ahayt Shubah Merabana LeKilkula. He relied on Shmuel, and Rav commented about this person who relied on Shmuel that his first psak was a mess, right? Was LeKilkula. So E Amar Bishlama LeKula Kamar. So if you think that Shmuel paskan like Rebbe LeKula, so then that's what it means when he said he relied on him LeKula, and that was a mess, right? That was a problem. Eliyamart lechumra, but if Shmuel paskin like Rebbe lechumra, so Michael kula ika. How could it be a problem to be more machmir? Right, we don't. It's not a problem to be more machmir. What does the Gemara answer? No, it is a problem to be machmir. Came into makalkulu be rabim hainu kilkula, because when you mess up the people, right? Because now they don't have an eruv chatziros, and now they're going to carry without an eruv. So your chumrah was asili de kula, right? Because you were machmir and didn't let them sit up in Erev Chatzeros, you led to an isser. So it's a chumrah in both directions. It's a chumrah if you tell him, don't set up the Erev. It's a chumrah if you say, do set up the Erev. Each of them has an element of chumrah. So you can't prove from his position what happened. So Amarav, Amarav Chist, Amarav Huna, Halacha ki Rebbe, Vilesar. The Halacha is like Rebbe, and Rebbe was the machmir position that you could neither set up an Erev Tafshilin or an Erev Tchumen. Okay, so we have two positions in this Gemara. It's not clear in the end who said what, but we have one position that flips back and forth who says that you can neither set up an Erev Chatzeros or an Erev Tchumen from Yom Tov going to Shabbos, and one position who says you can set up an Erev Chatzeros because it's not usher to carry on Yom Tov. So on Yom Tov itself, it's a meaningless statement. Erev Tchumen, which you're not allowed to violate the Tchum on Yom Tov, so that you can't do, that you can't set up on Yom Tov. Okay. So what is this machlokes based on? Right? Why would you say that you can or you cannot set up an Erev Chatzeros on Yom Tov? So that, if you look at the source sheet, and Tosfos here quotes it, but just to see it inside, this is based on a parallel Gemara in Erev and Lamed Ches. So the Gemara in Erevin says as follows: Rabbi Lezer Omer, Yom Tov Asamach LeShabbos, right? Yom Tov that falls next to Shabbos, either on Friday or on Sunday. Ben Mifonah, Ben Melacharel. Ma'ariv Adam Shnei Eruvin Omer. You can set up two Eruv Tchumins. The Omer, why would you want to set up two Eruv Tchumins? Because on Shabbos you want to visit your son who lives to the south, and on Yom Tov you want to visit your daughter who lives to the north. So you set up, right, an Eruv in both directions, and you say, okay, for Shabbos I'm going that way, and Yom Tov I'm going that away. Right, so you can do that. You could say, Eruvi Berishon LeMizrach, on the first day, my Eruv is going east, V'sheni LeMayrav, Berishon LeMayrav, V'sheni LeMizrach. Or alternatively, Eruvi Berishon, I only have an Eruv on the first day, V'sheni K'vnei Iri, on the second day, I'm not focused at my Erev, I'm in my city, which means I have 2,000 Amos from my city rather than from wherever my Erev happens to be. Or alternatively, Eruv B'Sheni, my Erev is on the second day. Rishon K'rivan Eri, on the first day, I'm part of my city. The Chachamim Omer and the Chachamim say, no. O Ma'arev L'Ruv Achas, O Eino Ma'arev Kol Ikar. One. Right? One per Shabbos Yom Tov unit. Right? That's all you get. Right? Take your pick. No Erev, one Erev, not two Erevs. That doesn't work. Make one for 2 days. Or don't set up an Erev. I don't care. But don't make two. So then the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, Erev biraglav biyom rishon. You set up an Erev on your on the first day with your feet. Ma'ariv biraglav biyom sheni. So that you can do it with your feet on the second day, meaning not with food. Right? One way of setting Erev Tchumen is setting up food. The other way is to say, I am here. Right? So you could do that, right? You could walk 2,000 Amos and say, you know, on the first day and say, okay, I'm setting my Erev and then walk another 2,000 Amos. That they think you could do. Nechal Erev b'yom rishon, eino yotza lav b'yom sheni. But if your Erev gets eaten up on the first day, you can't rely on the second day. Divrei Rebbe. Rehuda Omer. Rehuda says, if you try this trick and your first Erev gets eaten up, hariz achamar gamal. You're a chamar gamal, which means you're stuck, right? Because, right, it's as if you're basically, right, you're trying to ride animals that are going different directions, and you're just stuck. Rishimun ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel, Menosho b'Yochan, Rebroka Omrim, Erev b'Raglav b'Rishon, Eino Ma'arev b'Raglav b'Shen. You can't do that. Even if you made the Erev with your feet, meaning with your actual presence, and not with food, you still can't do two. You only do one. And Necho Eruv b'Yom Rishon, Yotzelav b'Sheni. And Omarav, Halacha garbaz kenim halalu. The Halacha is that you are allowed to set up two different Eruvin, Va'aliba de Relazar de Amar. Now the Gemara says, why are you allowed to make two different Eruvin? Shtei Kedushos Hain. Because Yom Tov going into Shabbos, or Shabbos going to Yom Tov, we look at the 2 days as having different Kedushos, as being two separate units, and therefore, since they're not one big holy day, there's two distinct days which happen to be consecutive, so I can say, so for the first Yom Tov / Shabbos, my Tchum goes to the north, and my second one goes to the south, which implies that the Shita Cholekes, right, the Gemara spelled this out in the other part of the Gemara, is why would you think you can't do it? Kedusha Achas, that you think that when Shabbos and Yom Tov come together, they integrate into one Kedusha, and therefore you get one chance. Right, so the Gemara in Erevin seems to set up this Machlokes. Right, can I set up two different Eruvei Tchumen to allow me to go in different directions on a two-day Shabbos Yom Tov continuum? The Gemara seems to assume that this is a function of whether you think that when Shabbos and Yom Tov come together, do they integrate into a single holy day, or do they maintain their distinct identities? If they're one big Yom Tov, one big Shabbos, whatever, so you only get one chance. If not, if they're two separate ones, you can set it up twice. So the simplest understanding of looking at our Gemara is that this should be mapped onto our Gemara. Right? If you think that Shabbos and Yom Tov integrate together, so then, you shouldn't be allowed to set up an Eruv Chatzeros from Yom Tov going into Shabbos, because even though it's true that on Yom Tov you're allowed to carry, since at some level Yom Tov and Shabbos are already connected, so it's some level already Shabbos, right? You've already started that holy, right, that holy day period, so now Eruvin are off limits. Whatever happened before Yom Tov was good, and now everything is done, right? Everything, right, Shabbos, Yom Tov has come, and you can't do anything new. If you think that, no, they're two separate Kedushos, so then you don't have a problem, because then you'll say, look, Yom Tov going to Shabbos is two separate days, so just like on Chol, just like on a regular Friday, you could set up a Tchum an Erev Chumen for Shabbos. So, an Erev Chatzeros for Shabbos. So on Friday, which happens to be Yom Tov, so I'll set it up for Shabbos. That's the simplest understanding. But that's not so obvious, right? Because, right, they're not actually parallel, because in our Gemara, we're ossering, first of all, according to everybody, an Erev Chumen, right? Right, we're talking about a little bit more machmir, because even the Shita in the Gemara in Erevin, who thinks that before Yom Tov you can set up two different Erev Chumen, doesn't think, right, in our Gemara, on Yom Tov itself, you definitely can't set up an Erev Chumen on Yom Tov itself. Right, if you really thought Shtei Kedushos, so you should be allowed to set up an Erev Chumen on Yom Tov for Shabbos, even though today it's Usher to, right?
When are we setting up the Erev
Chumen? On Erev.
It's Erev.
So then Erev anything.
Right, so it's not on Yom Tov itself. So it's not mm-hmm.
Correct, so our Shita is, right. So at first glance, they seem to be connected, but then you realize that not necessarily, because our Mishnah, our Gemara is more Machmir, because it's on Yom Tov itself, and this is talking pre-Yom Tov, which is obviously more Mekel. But the conversation that we've shown him, right, is going to be around this point, is to what extent is this Gemara, are these Gemara related, and to what extent are they not? Right, so that's basically what ensues here. So if you look, we'll come back to our Tosfos, but first, if we look at the Tosfos in the parallel sugya, which is a little bit more explicit than ours, Tosfos in Eruvin says like this: Ulkach tarach letaretz mishum hachana. He says like this.
I've been waiting for that question.
Right, that there must be a separate.
Why isn't that the reason for the Isser in the first place?
Right, so that's what Tosfos thinks.
Trying to do it.
Right, so Tosfos thinks it is. Tosfos says, you know what? They're not related. And he says, why? And he says, he says, the problem, at first glance, sounds like a Kedusha Achash Tei Kedushos issue. It's not. The reason you can't set up an Eruv Chatzeros from Yom Tov to Shabbos is because of a separate Isser called Hachana. That you can't do Hachana on Yom Tov for Shabbos. You have to do it on Chol. And he proves it. Now he proves it. He said, look, Rav, in our Gemara, in the Gemara in Erevin, rather, meaning his Gemara, not our Gemara, says Shtei Kedushos, which should imply, which allows him to set up two different Eruvei Tchumen. And yet, on Yom Tov itself, he doesn't let you set up an Eruvei Chatzeros. So why would you say Shtei Kedushos, right, that before Yom Tov, Erev Yom Tov, you could set up two different Eruvei Tchumen, one for Friday and one for Shabbos, and yet, magic, Shabbat, Yom Tov comes, and I can't even set up an Erev Chatzeros, even though an Erev Chatzeros is meaningless on Yom Tov, because I'm allowed to carry. So why would he think that? It must be, he holds, that this is not about Kedusha Achas, Shtei Kedushos. Shtei Kedushos, Kedusha Achas is only relevant before Yom Tov. But one Yom Tov hits, there's a separate Isser, as Alan says, called Hachana, that you can't, once Yom Tov comes, you can't prepare for Shabbos, and the Shita who holds that you can prepare holds that there is no Isser Hachana, at least for the purpose of Erev Chatzeros. So that's what Tosfos says. Rav Gufei Pasuk Bereish Perek Sheni debates that Alocha Ketana Kama Damar Yom Tov Shechal Yos Berav Shabbos Ein Ma'arvin Lo Eruvei Tchumen Velo Eruvei Chatzeros Bechevin Deshtei Kedushos Hein Amai Ein Ma'arvin. Right, because he holds that it's usur to set up both Erev Chatzeros and Erev Tchumen on Yom Tov, even though he holds Shtei Kedushos. So Al Karach Ach Mishum Hachana. It must be that the Gemaras, while at first glance are related, they're not. The reason that that you have Shitos, whoever the author of that Shita is here, that you can't set up an Erev Chatzeros and Erev Tchumen from Yom Tov to Shabbos, is because you're not allowed to prepare from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Umiyu Hasan the Kama Rebbe Ma'arvin Erev Chatzeros of Aloy Erev Tchumen. So then what about the Shita, whoever it is, who thinks you can? My Taimad Midishare Erev Chatzeros Mashma Delis Le'achana. Doesn't that apply that he doesn't hold that there's an Isser to prepare from Yom Tov to Shabbos? Im Kain, Lama Im Arvin Eid Ruvei Tchumen. So then why can't you set up the Erev Tchumen? Ulumanda Azal Mikne Shvisa B'Shavta Nichot. So he said it must be another ancillary concern, which is that maybe you're not allowed to be Kona Shvisa, meaning the act of setting up an Erev Tchumen is an Isser Darabanan as well on Yom Tov. So there must be two independent Isserim called either Hachana, right, preparation on Yom Tov, and two, right, being Konesh Shvisa, meaning setting, right, making this quasi house, right, this legal house that you need for Erev Tchumen, that's what's Asar. Aval Man Deshari Kasha. But the one who thinks that that's not a problem, so why can't you set up an Erev Tchumen? He says, yo, it says, V'shem Yishlom, R'lachi Pligi Rebbe Rabbanan. Maybe that's the machlokes. Do you hold it? It is an Achana. V'rabban and the Rebbe, so v'lo shayach et rachanam be'eruv v'chatzir, cave in the b'yom tov shari, lahotim v'chatzir l'chatzir. Maybe the machlokas is that either there's no isra achana, or there's at least no isra achana to do something which on Yom Tov is itself totally mutter. And Rabbi Kiva Eger, if you skip to four, just clarifies. He says, why would there not be any isra achana? Right? If you think there's such a thing, that it's usher to prepare from Yom Tov to Shabbos, so then why wouldn't you be allowed to make an Erev Chatzeros from Yom Tov to Shabbos? So he says in 4, Vatam Yishlomar came into Yom Tov mutter lahotim v'chatzir l'chatzir, imkein l'gabe eruv v'chatzeros hevi kachol. Maybe because you're allowed to carry on Yom Tov, so making Erev Chatzeros on Yom Tov is like making it on Chol, because for the purpose of carrying, Yom Tov is a Chol, you're allowed to carry. So you can't say for the purposes of carrying that it's Kedusha Achas, even if you think Kedusha Achas, even if you think that Yom Tov and Shabbos integrate into a single Kedusha, that only makes sense for the Isurim they share. It doesn't make sense for the Isurim they don't share. But ze amru v'efsher osro b'davar amutter lo. That's what the Gemara says. You can't osr him on something that's mutter. The cave into mutter l'zavar zeh re'ein bo kedusha le'inyan oso davar. You can't say shtei kedushos or kedushachas. You can't say that there's kedusha for something which is not osr. That doesn't make any sense. And so that's how Rabbi Kivager understands Tosfos.
Is a hachana derisive or rabban?
So if we go back now to source 2. Mishum hachana, the last line, Isra hachana d'araisa, right? Whatever the Isra hachana is, Tosfos thinks it is d'araisa. Right? So this is not, according to Tosfos, a d'rabbanan dispute, it is a d'araisa dispute. If you look at our Tosfos, right, you can either look in our Gemara, or you can look, I copied it here as well. Right, Tosfos here as well says, Tema harebi svirle b'perakol ma'arvin, the Shabbos v'yom tu kedusha achasi, v'imken heichim ma'arvin, eruv v'chatzeres v'yom tu l'shabbos. Again, how does Rebbe hold that it's mutter? He holds that it's kedusha achas. V'yesh lomar da'adera b'haynu taima ach the Rebbe da'is le kedusha achas hein haynu b'davar ha'asr las b'yom tov kegon tchumen asr las osam b'yom tov v'shil shabbos da kedusha achas hein aval b'shvil she kedusha achas hi lo asrin and davar ha'mutter las b'yom tov atzmo kegon l'talto mechatzir las erev b'shvil shabbos. The same thing, right, as the Gemara, as it tells us in Erev, and you can't say kedusha achas for an isra that doesn't exist. You can. Right, he says. Right, he says it a little bit stronger. He says, if you think that the idea behind kedusha achas is that they integrate into one day, right? You have such a strong notion that Yom Tov and Shabbos are connected that they integrate. That strong shita is itself what's going to tell you they can't integrate when they don't have the same isurim, right? It's specifically that if you think that there is this potential to create one big Yom Tov Shabbos continuum, that's only going to work for the aspects that they share. If they don't share it, then it makes no sense. Like Rabbi Kivager says, it's like chol, right? So so that's how, yeah.
The Tosfos aren't necessarily saying the same thing. Because the one in Eruvin is saying bluntly that it's not, it is to Kedusha, because otherwise you would not have that possibility. The one here in our Gemara is saying what you just said now, that's the difference. That they could be one kedusha on certain things.
And correct, right. The Tosfos in Erevin doesn't explicitly say. He says why they're different.
He's talking about tanchumen, which is usher on both, and he says it's still two.
Right. I mean, Tosfos, they're going along the same line, which is that they're not related. Right. But yeah, the Tosfos in Beitza is stronger. The Tosfos in Beitza says that this is actually the shita of kedusha achas. The reason it's usher is because the reason it's mutter, according to Rebbe, rather, is because they can't integrate for these purposes.
Right.
Tosfos and Erevin adds that Kedusha Achas, Shtei Kedushos, that's not the question, right? It must be that the Shita holds that it's Aser, thinks it's Aser because of something else, so of an ancillary concern called Hachana. Okay. The Rajba takes a different approach. If you look in 5, so he quotes it, Yom Tov Shechal Yisrael V'Shabbos Ein Ma'ar V'Loi Ruvei Tchumen V'Loi Ruvei Chatzeres Perush. Again, he connects it to Gemara in Erevin. He says, V'lo mi boy. The Rabban and the Rabbi Lazar Domri b'Parakol Ma'arvin the Yom Tov v'Shabbos Kedusha Achas Hain the Chayvan Shekain Aser l'Fishein Ma'arvin b'Chatzi Yom. Right, he says, obviously, you can't set up an Erev Tchumen or an Erev Chatzeros if you think Kedusha Achas. And his language is because you can't make an Erev in the middle of the day. Right, that's what he thinks Kedusha Achas means. Right, it means that it's wholly integrated. It's as if it's a 48-hour day, not right an integrated Kedusha unit. It's one day. And therefore, you can't set it up, because it's like setting up at noon for my 3 o'clock stroll, right? That doesn't work. But he says, El afilu Rabbi Elazar damar d'shtei kedushas hein. Even if you think shtei kedushos, right? So Tosfos had said that it's more likely to be mekel if it's kedusha achas, right? Rashba thinks it's more likely to be mekel if it's shtei kedushos, right? Because Tosfos had said kedusha achas means that for that which they share kedusha, they integrate, but for that which they don't, they can't integrate. Therefore, it must be an ancillary concern, if there is any concern at all. The Rajba says the opposite. The Rajba says, no, the relevant question is today Erev Shabbos, or is it Shabbos, right, essentially. Right, and therefore, for him, Shtei Kedushos is a Kula, Kedusha Achas would be a Chumrah, right? For Tosos, it's flipped, right? For Tosos, Kedusha Achas is the Kula position, right? Kedusha Achas is what forces you to come up with an ancillary concern of Hachana, or say it's Mutar L'Chatchila. For the Rashba, it's the other way around. And he says, why? Afilu L'Rabbi Elazar d'amar d'shtei kedusha shein aser, u'k'd'amar le'hasan rabbana l'razar, iya tamoda shein ma'arvin b'yom tov l'shabes, amar lehem im kein kedusha achasi, amar lehem mishum Hachana. And he says, he brings Hachana again. He says, v'afalgav d'kaim alon. And he says, even though we hold that the tchilas yom kona eiro v'lo sofa yom, that the beginning of the day is when you set up the Eruv, v'lo sofayim, not the end of it, is Shabbos mechina la'atzma, and Shabbos prepares for itself, k'detznan hasa malicha barishno machshav alav anot lo v'lo v'sheni machshav alav ochlo hasa b'pas rishon inami mar v'raglo, and then you write the whole case that we bring over there, she'eno tzarech lomar klum, ve'eno nira kemeichan b'Shabbos, I will pass achrina nira kemeichan v'atzer. He says, even though we find some kulas, the reason here it's a problem is because you're setting up the bread separately, so it looks like it's a very sort of, right, in your face hachana, and that's what we don't want you to do. But if we take it, so in the end of the day, both Tosfos and the Rashba think that this Gemara is distinct from Erevin, right, and think that the Isser is because of hachana, and the Machlokes is, are you allowed to be Mechen or not? But they think that Kedusha Achas, Shtei Kedushas is going opposite directions, right? According to Tosos, if you think it's Kedusha Achas, that's why you need an ancillary concern. If it was Shtei Kedushos, then the reason it would be Aser is because it's Aser, right? Because if it was Shtei Kedushos, then Yom Tov would already be independently Kadosh, and therefore you wouldn't be able to prepare for Shabbos, right? So for Yom Tov, for Tosos, it goes like this. Kedusha Achas is a Chumrah when you're trying to set up two Eruvei Tchumen, right? Because you're trying to do the same thing. So then you need the days to be separate. But to set up Eruvei Chatzeros, which is Mutter on Yom Tov and Aser on Shabbos, Kedusha Achas is a Kula because Yom Tov and Shabbos can't possibly integrate for the purposes of Hotza'ah. So if you think it's Mutter, that's because you hold Kedusha Achas. If you think it's Aser, it's because either you hold Shtei Kedushos, or you hold Hachana. According to the Rashba, it's the opposite. What would make it Aser is if today is an independent Yom Chol, Yom Kodesh rather, we have more Isurim. And therefore, if it was Shtei Kedushos, I wouldn't be allowed to prepare from Yom Tov to Shabbos. If it was Kedusha Achas,
okay, you've confused me.
I think I flipped it again, okay. Didn't I?
So, no, but even what you're saying is confusing me. In the Masechta Beisa, in our Gemara, what Tosfos is saying, it's irrelevant whether you hold it's one or two. He says, even if you hold that
yes,
it's one.
Right. So, okay, right. So he's saying that's a better way of saying
one as a tool for Kula. He's saying it's irrelevant.
Correct. I mean, Tosfos says, Tosfos says it's irrelevant, but Kedusha Achas would lead to a Kula. Right, he just sort of parenthetically says, right, that Kedusha Achas tells you that they're integrated Kedushos, and therefore, that would tell you that since, for the purposes of carrying, Yom Tov and Shabbos aren't integrated at all, so if you held, in general, Kedusha Achas, then, for the purposes of carrying, you would end up saying that Friday is a weekday, like Rabbi Kiva Eiger, And therefore, if you were going to asser it, it would have to be a totally extraneous concern, namely hachana.
Okay, so that's where you're confusing me on this. Is when I read the Tosfot, he's saying kedusha achas.
Yeah.
Even if you held kedusha achas, it only holds when they have similar malachas. It does not hold
correct
when they are. So, but he's not using that as a basis of the kula.
No, he's just saying
you could still hold its kedusha achas, but not hold that for the
correct
chatzera.
Right. So Rabbi Kiva Eiger, I mean, I'm really reading Tosfos in light of Rabbi Kiva Eiger, right? That Rabbi Kiva Eiger says, no, Tosfos does say what I said, right? Right. The Yishlomar, the Adiraba, Hainu Taima Hacha the Rebbe. The reason Rebbe is Mekel, the is like kedusha achas. No, I was right. No, Rabbi Kiva Eiger reached Tosfos correctly. That Tosfos says that if you hold kedusha achas, then it's going to be mutter, because they can't integrate for the purposes of carrying, and therefore Friday is like a weekday for the purposes of carrying. The people who argue on him hold one of two things. Either Shtei Kedushos, and therefore Yom Tov is Yom Tov. It maintains its independent identity, right? And, right, or maybe Shtei Kedushos plus Achan is a better way of saying it, right? The Tosfos says that, yeah, maybe that's a better way of saying it, right? The Tosfos says, according to the Shita of Kedusha Achas, you can't even have an Isra Achana, right? Because Yom Tov is, right, if you think that normally Yom Tov and Shabbos integrate, but for carrying they can't, then Friday, which is Yom Tov, is like a weekday for the purpose of carrying, right? Because once you say you can't say Kedusha Achas, that means for the purpose of carrying it's if Yom Tov disappears. And therefore you can't even say Achana. In order to asser it, you have to stay Shtei Kedushos, and therefore Yom Tov maintains its independent Kedusha. And then you add the extra concern, which is called Hachana. And when you add Yom Tov, the fact that Yom Tov has the status of Yom Tov with the Isser of Hachana, then you generate an Isser. But Kedusha Achas, right, if you say that normally the only reason you can't do something from day one to day two is because of their integrated Kedushos, then when they can't integrate, then you revert to zero. You can't even say there's an Isra Achana. Right, so that's how Tosfos understands it.
And Rashba says the opposite. Basically.
And the Rashba says exactly the opposite. Right, exactly the opposite. Right, Rashba says the exact opposite. The Rashba says no. Kedusha Achas is a Chumrah,
right,
because it means right. It's not about, Tosfos thinks it's about Kedusha. The Rashba thinks it's not about Kedusha. It's about, is today Shabbos? Right, so Tosfos, looking at it from the vantage point of Kedusha, thinks the Shtei Kedushos is the more Machmer Shita. The Rashba says, no, it's about what is today, like, calendrically. So, Kedusha Achas is a Chumrah, because it means today is already Shabbos, so I can't set up an Eruv, because I'm already in the middle of the day. And even though it can't be the middle of the day for the purpose of Eruv Chatzeros, it still is, right? Because at some level, they're connected, not in terms of Malacha, just in terms of, right, calendrically, it's as if you have a 48-hour period. Shtei Kedushos is the only way you could even entertain a position, because so if we push it a little bit farther, according to Tosfos, Kedusha Achas Shtei Kedushos is how integrated are the Kedushos. According to the Rashba, it's how integrated are the calendar days. So for Tosfos, who it's about Kedusha, right, we want it to be Kedusha Achas, because then when you can't integrate the Kedusha, you revert to zero. And therefore, you can't even asserate Misham Hachana. If you hold Shtei Kedushos, then Yom Tov maintains its independent Kedusha, even for the purpose of your Chatzeros, and then you add Hachana and it's Asr. The Rashba says that no, Kedusha Achas and Shtei Kedushos are about the calendrical relationship of Shabbos and Yom Tov, and therefore, if you hold Kedusha Achas, the reason you can't set up an Erev is because today is already Shabbos, so to speak, and it's like trying to set up the Erev Tchumen at noon for your afternoon stroll. If you say Shtei Kedushos, then today is still Friday, and therefore you can potentially say it's Mutter, if you don't think there's a problem of Hachana. Right? So, Tosfos and the Rashba, because they think that, right, they argue in Kedusha Achas and Shtei Kedushos, whether it's about Kedusha or about the calendar days, right, go in totally opposite directions. Which one is going to generate the Kula and which one's going to generate the Chumrah? Right, Tosfos thinks Kedusha Achas is the Kula, and the Rashba thinks Shtei Kedushos is the Kula.
Does Rashba mention Achana?
Yeah, he also mentions an Achana.
According to the
Last line, the Einanir Kamechen B'Shabbos.
According to the sheet that says that you can do Erev Chatzeres and you don't rely on a chana, then what's wrong with cooking? Why do you need an Erev Tavshilin?
Right.
But he's saying you don't.
That was what we did all the way at the beginning, which is that's a machlokas in Psachim. Is there a separate isra of cooking from Yom Tov to Shabbos, or in fact, right? Is there no isra from cooking Yom Tov to Shabbos? That itself is a machlokas in the Gemara, right? So, and some of the Mepharshim do in fact connect them, right? Which is, if there's no isra chana, that's like the shita of Rav Chisda that you're allowed to cook lichatchila mida oraisa from Yom Tov to Shabbos. It's only an isra drabanan that you need an erev tavshilin for. Right.
For cooking.
But that itself is a machlokas in the Gemara and Psachim. Okay, we're going to have to stop there. We'll finish just a few little